You're listening to X-Ray FM on KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere, 24/7 worldwide at xray.fm. You're listening to Satterstar, an emo radio show here on X-Ray on Wednesday nights. And I am freshly back from Phoenix, Arizona, where I went to the insanely awesome and inspiring King of the Monsters Anniversary Fest, which, if you're not familiar, is a hardcore label from Phoenix, which started in the 90s and put out tons of epic releases. Also, as context, if you're not familiar, I grew up in the oppressive, sprawling suburbs of Phoenix, so the opportunity to see some of the bands playing this specific fest in Arizona now in 2026, which I started listening to as an incredibly lonely and sad teen 20 plus years ago, was super important to me. It truly was a full circle moment. It felt crazy. I've always been into this music alone, by myself. It's been a very personal solo thing throughout my life, and it's really crazy now to be a known member of this DIY emo and hardcore community through doing this awesome radio show, and I just love it so much. Community truly is power. For tonight's episode, I'm going to play a mix of my favorite sets from this fest, in addition to some records I picked up in Arizona, including a lot of Ebullition Core, and I'm going to play the world premiere of a new My Friend My Urn track, and we're going to appropriately start out tonight's set with the track Spoken by Frail, which aptly states the many thoughts that I have about hardcore after this past inspiring weekend. Truly so much fun. Additionally, the following song is by the 90s political hardcore band Downcast, who are playing an extremely rare show in Portland this Friday, May 29th at the High Limit Room. More info on that in a little bit. Make your own noise. This is Spoken by Frail. Thanks for tuning in.
Stagnant, submissive, summarized existence. We are held by ingrained silence and apathetic boredom. We remain still and lifeless, bound by tradition and Christian morals. Life consumed by the procedure and efficiency of the American social machine. Talk shows uncovering the scandals of society. Social superiority based on genetics, 10 days to the new thinner you. All new episodes of the 700 Club. Media extravaganza, O.J. Simpson and Chelsea is a riot girl. Late Night with Letterman, Spring Break in Daytona, Newt Gingrich, Rodney King, Generation X, and the downfall of the nuclear family. However, life is not meant to be structured into an assembly line with the exact same parts making the exact same products. Life was never meant to be a procedure. Life is fluid. Life spins you upside down and turns you every which way, and you can't be expected to remain passive and silent through the whole wonderful ride. And maybe hardcore is allowing me to assert control over my life by letting me live to the fullest, by letting me make my own noise, based on my own decisions and my own actions. So yes, this is the sound of my hopes, and this is the sound of my dreams, and this is the sound of my heart. Silence is silent. Make your own noise.
We'll be right back. hideously patriotic, proud of a culture that's blue with apathy.
Hello, you are still tuned in to Saturn Star Emo Radio Show here on X-Ray FM in Portland. And we're doing mostly a recap of the King of the Monsters Fest here, in Phoenix, Arizona, that I went to this past weekend, which was extremely inspiring and powerful, and played a lot of bands just now that played that fest. You just heard Assembly by Reversal of Man, who were from Tampa, Florida in the late 90s to around 2000. They were absolutely insane live. They sounded so, so good and had so much power. Really glad that I got to see them. That track was called Assembly off of the Placebo 7-inch compilation that another band that you heard was on after this song. Before Reversal of Man, you heard Man Ray, a UK 90s emo band who were on Ebullition. That track was called Sleight of Hand off their 7-inch. And then the one I was talking about was Prevail, who I also saw at the fest. That track is called Nine. They actually play that song live. So good. They're from South Carolina. And yeah, just literally sounded so good. That was also on that same 7-inch compilation that Reversal of Man was on, as well as Order of Importance and Inkwell. And before that, you heard Porches of Past. That track is called Implications of a Sinkhole Personality off of their self-titled LP. And they're just truly one of the greatest to ever do it. They also played I Went Insane When They Played and injured my ankle somehow. had so much fun seeing them. I truly feel so lucky to have seen Porches of Past play many times at this point and be a part of their community and know some of the members of the band personally is just crazy to me. Love them forever. Before that was Policy of Three, who were a 90s emo band from New Jersey / like Philly. That track is called Canyon. And they also played that track and said that they wrote it, or the inspiration for that track was from when they drove through Arizona in the desert in the 90s when they were touring. So I thought that was very appropriate. And I just love that song. And then before that, you heard In This Land by Downcast, who are from Goleta, California. Same place that Ebullition Records is from. And as I said earlier, they're playing this Friday, May 29th at the High Limit Room here in Portland in Southeast. They're playing with lots of awesome bands, including another band local to Portland that I'll play in a little bit. Super excited to see them. Not sure when they have played in Portland recently, maybe within the past like 30 years. I have no idea. If you enjoy this kind of music, highly recommend going to that show. And then start out the hour with Spoken by Frail, who played the pre-show for the King of the Monsters Fest, but I did not go to that. I did not get to see them, but I became, I don't know, friends with them as people when I was there and drove members of Frail in my mom's Kia, which was hilarious. I don't know how this is happening to me, but that was very, very fun. Love that track. And okay, here's what's up. We're gonna play a brand new track. This is the world premiere of a new track by my friend My Urn, who are from Phoenix, Arizona. This track is called Narrow Words. It's off of a split that they have coming up with Claybirds, who are from Orange County, California. It is being released on Monday, June 1st, officially. So this is currently unreleased. Super excited to premiere this song. I love this band. They're truly my favorite current band in general. The recordings are great, but they are even so much more powerful live. They're playing like the Southwest and Texas and some other places this summer. So if you have a chance, highly recommend seeing them. If you live near where they're playing, you can find their info on their Instagram if interested. So that's what we're going to hear next. This is Narrow Words by my friend My Urn on Saturn Star. Thanks for tuning in.
You've got to remember that these are just simple farmers. These are people of the land, the common clay of the New West. You know. Morons.
Ah! at the table, in the shadows, in the background, do my bidding, do my bidding, do my bidding. One more on the floor, bring your boys to the table. And now you believe it. Pedals between, don't try to cheat. Those heavy drums, those sharply staring. Punch two cards, one, four, four. Time! Tick the checkbox! At the table! In the shadows! In the background! Do my bidding! And I believe it! Convince myself! I am your savior! Battle between your tiger teeth! No talking dogs! No talking pain! One, two, three, four! Time!
We'll be right back. Thank you.
Hello, you're still tuned in to Saturn Star, your radio show here on X-Ray FM, and we're just about to finish up today's episode. You just heard a bunch more records. The one you just heard was by an Australian emo band from 2011 called Bears. They're actually from Tasmania, Australia, which is very crazy how emo even made its way to that corner of the world. That track is called A Boy in Paris. That was off of a split 10-inch with a band called Todos Caron, who are from Alberta, Canada. That was a very random find that I found in Arizona this past weekend. And then before that, you heard, what was that track called? Recall by Sawpit, who were a Japanese 90s emo hardcore band on Ebullition. And then before that, you heard a quick song, kind of caught me off guard there when it ended, called The Red Mercury Lesion Project by the Anasazi, off of their split 5-inch, a very, very tiny record with the band Wayful. And they were a chaotic hardcore band from Santa Cruz featuring members of many iconic bands like Yaphet, Kodo, Makara, Jenny Piccolo, Mohinder, and more. And then before that, you heard Human Again by the Hal Al Shidad, who were an Atlanta 90s emo band. That was off of their 7-inch titled Running and Falling. Then you heard Host by The Pine. That was off of their newly pressed 7-inch, newly as in within the past year, with two previously unreleased tracks from their demo. So that was not released before recently. Again, that track is called Host. I got it in the Ebullition distro, and I think I just played them last week, but you know what, I love The Pine, so I'll play them again, who cares. And then before that, you heard Iconoclast, who are from New Jersey in the 90s, and that track is called I Like You Less Than Apple Pie, off their Groundlessness of Belief 7-inch, again on Ebullition. Lots of Ebullition happening on this episode. Then before that, you heard At the Table by Portland local band Take Effect off of their demo from 2024. Take Effect has members of a million other older bands, and newer bands too. Newer bands like Jade Dust, older bands like Pawn, and former members of Alphonsine and Lumberlung, and I don't know, lots of bands. They're playing with Downcast as well on Friday, so just wanted to shout them out. And then before that, you heard the brand new track by my friend, My Urn. That track is so good. Again, called Narrow Words. Check it out on June 1st. On Monday, it's being officially released with some other tracks as well as new Claybirds tracks. We're going to finish up today's episode with a song by the German 90s emo band. This has absolutely nothing to do with the rest of the episode's theme. I just really like the song and wanted to play it. This is called Teenage Affairs. It's off of their self-titled LP from 1997. And once again, thanks for tuning in to Saturn Star. Take care. Bye.